Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Katarina Morano, who is presenting her film Ljubljana, München, 1527. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So I should mention as well that your film is presented in the feature frame strand of the competition, and you're yourself from Slovenia, so you're representing Slovenia. But the first question that I'm asking you is kind of simple, and would you be able to introduce your film a little bit for our listeners?
Well, our film is about this feeling of young generation in Slovenia. It's about a young couple. The girl is highly pregnant, and they are leaving to Germany for a better future. Yes. And a film is about a moment where, when you stop for a little and just reevaluate the moment in life where you are at, and the question rises: is there a better future? Where to escape? How to be a responsible parent? A question of: are you happy? What do you really want to do in life?
Yeah, is cinema a good medium for examining the moment, living in the moment? Maybe that's the right answer. But cinema, sort of, to me, allows us to examine the single moments, and as a result, examine the moment as they are lived by the characters. I don't know if you agree.
Yes, of course. I think it's a perfect media for stopping the time and really be in a moment and share a moment with somebody.
Yeah. But as far as you're concerned, why did you want to tell this story?
Well, because I think it's the way I see this moment in history where we are at, you know. I think it's a story of my generation. We are around 30 years old adults, and still not taking the responsibility because it's not the way we thought it will be our future, because we were waiting for a more steady life, like what our parents had, like steady job and this security, and we find ourselves in a capitalistic environment where you work all the time on projects that offer you no stability and get paid so you can't cover your basic needs. So I think it's quite an insecure moment in life, and you are a young adult that you could start your own family, or but you're very insecure about your own life, because sometimes at the end of the month you have to ask people to help you
to survive, to even just survive. I think, you know, I was talking about this earlier with someone today. I think it's recorded in another interview that, like, people have to have two or three jobs at least to even live in their own house, which is insane when you think about it, because I think it's like, you know, it's almost like not fair to live in this today's generation. Speaking of your movie, can you tell us about the style of it and how you decided to bring this story to the screen, just to help our listeners visualize it a little bit?
Well, it's shot in a very naturalistic manner, because we wanted to be faithful to the idea of this character, this girl, who is trapped in a moment, because she has no future and she has nothing in the past to hold on to. She has no guarantee, no parents who would take her to help her. So all she has is this moment, and she takes this moment to stop the time and to really think about herself, about life, about her being a mother, because she is pregnant. And we wanted to make a film that would be like that, you know, with film to be slow, to really be with her. So because of that, it naturally followed that we had a handheld camera, very small crew, very naturalistic style, real locations.
Lots of silences, lots of scenes without dialogue.
Yes, a bit like life life itself, because right. when you find yourself in a moment like that, you just are. It's like putting your life on hold. Basically. And it's supposed to, I hope that it comes out in the final version of the film, that it's on hold. Her life is on hold, and we as a viewers...
Yeah, there's kind of, you know, filmmakers are always kind of aware of showing moments of waiting in films, and I think that in this film, certainly you didn't feel the weight of showing the waiting in of your character situation, which is very admirable. Well, we should probably mention your lead actress's name and how you worked with her, because the camera is fixed on her for most of the film.
Yes, the main character is played by Hannah Vodeb. She's a wonderful woman. I didn't know her before. She's not an actress. I was searching for a pregnant woman because of the way movie was shot. It was like a real shot of a real belly. She had to be naked. So we were searching for a pregnant girl, and we found.
But she was really pregnant.
Yes.
Okay.
She was really pregnant because it's a student film. We don't have much money to construct it. Yeah. How do you say in English?
Well, just to replicate it, to build it.
But once I met Hannah, she really touched me. So when I met her, she had the exact energy I was hoping to find. And even if she wasn't pregnant, I would work with her absolutely, because sensible?
She's really, sensible, yeah, I think you're trying to say that, yeah.
Yes. So, yes, we were mostly working on relaxing, because you know how film works, you're not alone, you have a lot of people around you, crew members, and there is a scene in the film where she's naked, she has to be naked with an actor, which is hard for everyone, especially if you're not an actor, really. Yeah. So I was just trying to make a comfortable environment for her to relax, to be herself, and I think we really succeeded because I had a great crew.
Sure.
We really worked great together, and Hannah was a completely part of the crew. She was she took this character and she made it her own, and she completely put herself into it. So. Yeah, it was a great collaboration.
Yes, I'm completely out of time, but I want to ask you one more question, and it's are you having a good time here in Carlo Vivari? How is the experience at Future Frames going for you?
I'm having a wonderful time. I met a lot of great people, saw a lot of great films, so yes, I'm enjoying completely.
It's a good experience.
Yeah, it's a great experience. A lot of really generous people, really generous hosts. So, yes, we're having a great time.
Well, okay, on that note, I thank you very much for talking with us, and it was a great pleasure. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you. I wish you all the best, too.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.